Anyway.
Dirty pop, a dirty pop reference. That's a new one.
I mean, even I for actually you. Said Diddy Pop.
Oh,
Diddy Pop, because you Diddy said pop. Diddy Pop.
Diddy Pop. I said Danny Palm.
Diddy Palm. Diddy Palm. Oh, I'm like sideways here, guys.
We got Danny Palm up in the hizzy. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. Danny Palm on the keys.
We all miss him every time he's gone. But guess what? We told him he's not allowed to leave ever again.
Do not leave us out here to do this by ourselves anymore, Danny Palm. Please, for the love of all that's holy, don't do it to us.
No, we ain't gonna do it.
Oh, we are officially live. All right, all right, all right. Let's go, let's go.
We're not officially Danny Palm wasn't live. Kidding. This is
the show before the show is officially live. The unofficial official live is live.
Why am I not at a good spot here?
We're being a bunch of silly geese. We got some
hi,
Shilling Hill Farms up in us.
Hi.
Let's I want to plug what's good, homies. Ish, what's up, Ish? I heard you're on your way to Vegas, huh? Little birdie
what's
told
up,
me.
Ish?
Little birdie told me you're probably like knee deep in it right now, aren't you? Where you at?
Vegas.
What's her name?
Vega. Knee deep in her? That's kind of gross. That's
pretty deep, bro.
What up?
So, what a ridiculous way to start this podcast.
It's not really the start. That's what you got to remember. It's just the show before
it's
the show.
It's when you, just it's when you make these jokes. But we had some Shilling Hill Farms just now, which shout out to them. They don't sponsor us at all, but they're awesome. How they awesome, awesome are they?
They are awesome.
It's a little farm stand out here in Hickory, and they make just fresh sandwiches.
They're
and,
not in Hickory.
That's not Hickory?
They're in Westland.
Zachary Westland?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Westland? I'm not sure. Is there a T or not? I don't know. Mm-hmm. It might be. It might not be.
Who really We're having a good time here today, folks. We're in a good mood. Things are cooking here at 247, right?
Very much.
Why are we so happy? We have a lot to be happy about.
There's That's a lot why. To be happy about. There's a lot to be happy about in 247 land. That's why. I mean, things are humming. We're cooking right now. Like you said, the venue's coming along. Looking awesome. You were just there yesterday. The construction's coming along. It's starting to get very real there. We just had a meeting yesterday with the North Versailles Township about our liquor license transfer. Got approved.
Approved.
Son. Unanimously approved by the board. Let's go. Also, if anybody cares, I want to talk about that a little bit because we intended... I knew I was going to be talking, which is fine. Like, I don't mind public speaking, really. I don't love it. Like, I don't get jazzed to talk
you
in front of people, but I can do it.
I think you're so good at it, you should probably just like it.
Just embrace it more. Yeah. But it's one of those things. Like, you just don't do it. I don't do it a lot. Like, this is different. Of course, I'm talking to a lot of people, but not really.
Just
in a room. It's not the same at all.
There's no nerves with this.
Yeah. Yeah. But we got in there, pulled up. And in my head, I was like, there's going to be like 10 people there plus a board. Like, this is fine. Dude, how many people were there?
Was packed.
It was packed.
Like packed.
Packed.
Not an empty seat. And then there were like hundreds of people. There's doors on both sides to enter. And there were people stacked.
Yes.
To like get in.
There were people outside just like, to be there to support, but yes, like couldn't even show, hear what was going on.
To show that they cared.
So needless to say, us coming to North Versailles is a big deal to the community, and they all came out. They were there for a completely unrelated reason, and to be transparent, they were not there for us at all. But we,
nor should they have been, care.
Even if they cared about us, coming to that is not necessary or helpful for anybody. It's just a waste of time. But we did that, and I got in there and spoke for 2 minutes at the very beginning of the meeting. I don't even know if I talked for 2 minutes.
Like, we were first on the docket.
Yeah. They were like, let's get these guys in and out.
We had to like scheme to get into the place.
You had to like strategize.
They were like, there were people who were like, we got to get in there. They're like, there's no seating. And we're like, we're presenting. Yeah. We got to get in there.
Yeah. We are part of this, actually. We have to be in there. So, got to the podium, explained what we do. The board was essentially like, all right, you're good. Everybody in favor say aye, and everybody said aye, and that was that. Motion passed, so our liquor license is a go, and the venue will have lacquer for all you guys and girls who want that liquor. And who doesn't want liquor, really? What's your favorite liquor, Ryan? I think I know your answer.
Well, I mean, like shots?
Okay, maybe I don't know your answer. Or, I thought you just had a clear.
I mean, Tito's? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
But that's like, I don't really ever drink liquor. I never drink liquor unless I can't drink beer, which means I'm on keto.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good reason to do it.
Yeah.
For sure. It isn't it? I don't understand.
It's not the same.
No, it's not.
Like when you drink a soda water and Tito's, the result is very similar, mm-hmm. but the drinking action is very not different.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something about a beer. Beer just hits different, Ryan.
Oh my god,
it just hits different.
It hits. Shout out to Joe Varhola. He's
awesome.
He's the township manager at North for Sales. He is totally awesome. A great guy, and he just became a new member of the Call Hunter Homestake, nickname Hunter Homestake.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
He agreed.
You just told him.
No, we were going back and forth, and he said he misspelled your name. And last night at the meeting, he said, he emailed this morning, like, how do you spell Hunter's last name?
Okay.
And Steven answered him and spelled it right. And he only had it wrong with the A. And I said, that's close enough. Like, I call him Homie Steak.
Yeah.
And he responded back, well, so do I now.
That guy's awesome.
He is awesome.
He was a good dude. So I called him before the meeting to touch base and just kind of get a feel for what we needed to do. And he's like, man, this is going to be so easy. Like, you're going to be first. You're going to just talk and then you can head out. He's like, it's not going to be a problem.
It's official. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, noon. It is noon on a Friday. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Hunter Homestake. I'm here with Ryan Middleton and Danny Palm on the keys. Hit that, Danny Palm.
Hello, people.
Let's go. Let's go. We're here for Brawl in the Bird 23. Obviously, September 21st, taking over Monroeville with a absolutely ridiculous fight card that keeps getting better every day.
It just keeps getting better.
We've announced Justin Patton versus Ryan Cafaro.
Which, by the way, that is a fight that is worthy of every, like, anyone would love to host that fight.
Everybody, 1,000,000%.
That is Pennsylvania's best of the best of the best of the best division.
Yep.
Like, the featherweight division is top notch, and these are the two of the best in the division going at it.
Featherweight division definitely is on steroids, and I don't mean the fighters are. I mean the division itself is on steroids.
They inject
so good
right into their butts,
just right in it, which is a good place to put it. As far as I know, I haven't clearly.
Yeah,
like yeah.
Well, you've put other things in your butt.
Well, dude, all the time. You like just shapes and sizes. I mean textures. We just experiment around here. I'm all about finding what works. You know what I mean? Whatever it takes, ladies and gentlemen, to be great. But we got Patton Cafaro. We got Taylor Cahill versus Brogan Andres, which...
Boom. Another, dude. Like, so ridiculous. Those two are both on fire right now. It's a collision course, a fight that had to happen. They were close. They were close fights when they both fought on Brawl in the Bird 22. They were, like, within a fight or two of each other, I think.
Yep.
And the results dictated, like... The guy that just won that and the guy that just won that, those two guys need to fight. And they're in the same weight class. Boom.
Yes. 1,000,000%. We love that one. We may have just made another fight while the podcast is happening. I just got a message that sounds pretty promising. So we're probably going to do something with that as soon as this is over. That's pretty sweet. That's pretty sweet. And it would be another pro fight at that.
Whoa.
Today... One more that we've announced so far, just to recap for people catching up. Stout Pittsburgh's 2-0 undefeated Zach Drzmicki versus American Top Team Happy Valley's Gabe Cruz. Let's go. Andy flyweight matchup.
Now, let me just say, these are both 247 rookies, right? These are both debuts for this promotion. And Cruz is a debut, period, as a mixed martial artist. Let me just tell you, this fight is going to be fireworks. Fireworks.
We may or may not have checked out American Top Team Happy Valley training session recently. Gabe Cruz may or may not have been training, and kid looks good.
May or may not have looked good.
May or may not.
No, he looked good. There's no may or may not.
Listen, Noah Hermosillo came out the gates for them looking like a borderline pro in his amateur debut, and Gabe, it's the training room. Listen, we all know that. Everybody, some guys look great in training and don't perform on fight night. Who really knows? But
you don't.
For an amateur debut, he looks the part so far, and we already know Driz Mickey does. So this is
we already know. Fact 2-0. He's a stud. Nothing but great things from everything we've seen with him and from Mike and all that good stuff.
That fight instantly became for me like fight of the night watch for sure. That one has the makings of it. Flyweights bring a different speed and pace to their fights. And with 2-minute rounds and flyweights, you can get basically a sprint for 6 minutes out of these guys. So it's going to be completely ridiculous. I love that. So those are the three fights we've announced, which on their own are pretty much worth buying a ticket. I mean, those are all three bangers that you definitely want to see on their own. But we're going to sprinkle in on this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, two more reasons. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get you two more reasons. Excuse me. I am very sorry. We just ate. I've been drinking like energy drinks and stuff. Now I'm burping. That's very unprofessional of me. But
as opposed to the rest of the time when you're so professional. I'm
talking about putting Twinkies in my butt, you mean?
Well, I said that. But I'm not the one saying, like, excuse me for not being professional. Listen, guys, we're in a good mood. We're just having a good time.
Things are good, dude.
Judge us.
We have a show coming up in a few weeks that just keeps getting closer and closer, which is kind of nuts. And Ryan and I were just talking about it, which I don't even know. Man, I shouldn't even say this. But we were talking like, man, this show's like creeping up on it like fast because
it happens every show,
but we've been so busy with the venue and like other things where normally we are like more laser focused on like promote the show.
Yes. We literally said today we should probably start promoting the show
a lot. Yeah. And we are, it's coming. Like we're locking in on this.
We're going to have fight announcements like rapid fire.
Yes.
Like next week we'll have a bunch.
One after another, baby. We got Luke Martin in the live video too. What's up, Luke? Luke with a big win in LFA recently, now undefeated. Well, still undefeated, I should say. Now 4-0.
Yeah, he went from not undefeated to undefeated.
Went from undefeated to undefeated, turns out. He is that dude by all indications, and I am here for it. And nothing official yet, but Luke, we would love to have you in our cage very soon, brother. Let's just leave it at that, and it'll be exciting for everybody. We got
Yeehaw.
Timbo Moore in here too. Jim Taylor in here.
Timbo Moore, he listens to our
all the time, brother.
Really?
All the time.
Can't believe that. I've never.
You don't reckon Jared Billy's another guy. Do you know that?
I've never
name?
Heard
Jared
the name.
Billy. Yeah. Yeah, they're in here like
no, those guys are our best super fans. We love those guys. Just kidding.
We also got Nico Petrides in here.
Pet Rides.
Or Pet Rides, as he is known around here, because that's how you spell his last name. So that's a convenient way to remember. Nico also competed at Bippy 22 and is that guy. We'll have a very fun Nico Petrides story shortly. Not on this podcast, but soon.
Stay tuned.
And you guys can read between the lines of what I mean by that. But we are going to announce two fights, and we're not going to talk about Nico's fight on this one.
way to make them read between them lines.
Look at them lines, baby.
So just to let you know, we have so those three fights we announced. We lost a fight that we had announced, Chase Boyd. His opponent fell off. Can't think of his name right now.
Nate LaRocco.
Nate LaRocco. He had an injury. He will not be fighting. So we're still working to see if we can salvage a fight for Chase. But that fight is no longer happening. So there's those three that we announced. And then we have eight fights that are signed. Eight more.
I was going to say, holy.
So we have two more where, like, the guy we know is going to sign hasn't signed yet.
Yeah.
Two of those eight, we know they're good to go. But we just signed a huge, huge fight yesterday. An absolute crazy awesome fight. You'll have to stick, you have to follow, you know, keep following us to find that out. We'll be announcing that fight probably next week. But it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. This card just, I don't know. Like Russ Green, Russ and
he's Brad. He doesn't come to our shows.
I know.
Anymore.
What's up, Russ? Unbelievable.
Hey, Russ, remember when you used to be a fan?
Bro, we gave him a cupcake. A ring card girl brought him a cupcake for his birthday as he sat cage side.
And then he's never come back.
It's like it can't get better than that. Don't you know I'm gluten free? Anyway, whoa, what just happened there? That was weird. We got Josh Polance in the chat too. That is the Muay Thai guru at Stout Pittsburgh, one of two Muay Thai coaches with Coach Will Morrill. I always forget. I'm a terrible person.
This is the story of a girl.
So I think we should just get right to a fight announcement. The people are here. They're waiting. Appreciate all you guys tuning in. Let's give you what you're here for. I'm going to start. So we have one amateur and one pro fight to announce. I'm going to do the amateur fight first. Let's start with the amateur fight. Two. I am so sorry for the burping. Two 247 fighting championships veterans, one of whom you have seen several times. In fact, every time he stepped into the cage has been the 247 cage. The other one, who has been in our cage once and registered an emphatic knockout victory in that instance and is now returning. And it's very exciting. They are both from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is Craig Perry versus Shane Nasty Nuttall.
Let's go!
Let's go. Danny Palm had to take a call, so the air horns were not, you know.
But here it is. Let's rewind.
Yeah, Wayne's rolling. I love it. All right. They're both from Pittsburgh. This is Craig Perry versus Shane Nasty Nuttall.
Yeah, buddy. Let's go. That feels good.
An advanced AMI. This is actually a catchweight fight at 138. Kind of hilarious how this became a catchweight, to be honest. So Shane can make 135. Craig can make 135. Shane was like, I would prefer 140 if possible. And Craig and Kama were like, I don't care. Pick 135 or 140. So I literally just split the difference and said 138 catchweight. Let's go. Because in PA, you get 2 pounds. So 138 actually means 140 anyway. So
it'd
it's
be,
like
it'd be a hard best of both 140. Worlds.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like make 140 difficultly. It's not definitely not the word. But hey, Luke Martin's a big Craig Perry fan. I think all of Pittsburgh's a big Craig Perry fan. But I also think all of Pittsburgh should be a big Shane Nuttall fan because this dude is all action. He beat our boy Joe LaRocca in his last fight. Shane Nuttall defeated Joe LaRocca in his last outing. The mullet man himself, who has strung together a very nice career, by the way, Joe LaRocca.
Absolutely.
He's sneaky good.
He's one of the world's most interesting people.
I could not agree more. He's one of my absolute favorite people.
Anyone that wears a Golden Girls shirt for their walkout,
the mullet.
That's just, I have mad respect for you.
I'm upset he shaved his mullet. I don't love the no mullet Joe LaRocca. That just doesn't hit quite the same.
Wait, did you just say you don't love Joe LaRocca?
The no mullet version.
Well, that's what
him.
He is right now.
I know. So
you
I don't
love him.
I can't. I need the mullet.
Bro.
I need a party in the back, brother.
That's a harsh thing to say, bro.
Now he's just all business. It's business in the front, sides, and back. I don't like it. But
to the front.
So we got that for you guys. Listen, Craig Perry, he's fought for us six times. He's fought six times. He's 3-3. He started 0-3. Now he's on a 3-fight winning streak. None bigger than his last victory, a submission off his back of a jiu-jitsu brown belt in Chance Grillo. Just an absolutely insane performance from Craig Perry. But Shane Nuttall, ladies and gentlemen, PTT trained, Don Kaker trained, an absolute Pittsburgh legend who has had his hands on basically all the best fighters that Pittsburgh's ever produced have worked with Don in some capacity. And Don is that dude, a real OG in the local scene, produces absolute killers every step of the way. Shane, in his 1-2-4-7 fight appearance, knocked out Tanner Cahill cold in the first round. Huge win. That's a huge win. The dude hits like a truck. That
means something.
He hits like an absolute truck. And we all know Craig likes him some striking. So there's a chance this could turn into the barn burner on the feet that we've been wanting from this Craig
could,
Perry.
This could turn into the fun fight that everyone talks about for years. And that's what we're ready for. They're going to bring it.
They're absolutely going to bring it. Two of the most talented young bantamweights in the city. And they're fighting each other to determine who's better. We love that.
Are we going to talk about J&S?
I don't
you
know.
You said his name a little bit earlier. One of the two.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now. I'm not going to lie.
You said you saw him on the chat.
Yeah,
he was in the chat.
Here, I'll mute.
I got it. I'm with you. Yeah, we can talk about that. We can talk about that 100%.
Yeah, let's
sounds like a motorcycle dealership. Go down J&S Cycles.
Come down to J&S Cycles.
Are you guys going to find another opponent for my boy Chase? Indeed, we are looking as we speak. We are looking for your boy Chase. Chase Boyd, like we said, his fight unfortunately fell off due to injury on the other side, but we want to keep Chase on this card and are doing our jobs to make that happen. Fred, by the way.
Speaking of that.
Hit us up. Yeah, real quick. I'll get to that. But Fred also hit us up because we may have a fight for you if you still want to compete. Let me know. Just let me know for sure. Hit me up. Chase Boyd, rematching Chase Boyd. To help with that, you guys may have recently seen that we were looking to hire a matchmaker. And we went through a pretty extensive matchmaking process that included several interviews, dozens and dozens of applicants. And it was funny because one day I said dozens and dozens, and we literally had 24 applicants at the time. I was like, technically, I'm not lying. Mm-hmm. That's exactly dozens and dozens. But we ended up with more than 24, to say the least. There were a ton, and we had to sift through them all.
A ton might be a little
get
high.
Some, more than 2,000. Yeah. We would get some interviews set up, go through that process, and weigh a lot of factors. Like, there were so many people that I genuinely think would be amazing matchmakers, just maybe not for us. There's a lot of inner politics where I said it on the other podcast. Like, if you're too close with one particular gym, it's going to be tough. It just will be. So there were some people who were too risky on that front, I felt, but would be great matchmakers. And there were a lot of people even that we interviewed that we were like, we think this guy would be great. Like, we think he'd be great, but we ended up going with two guys actually. So we're testing out two new guys, Jim Taylor in the chat, who you guys already heard from, and Sean Miller, who I haven't seen in the chat. So Sean, do you care about us or not?
Where is our love?
Not a good start for Seanathan. So we're adding Sean and Jim to the mix. Coaches are aware of their presence. They've started reaching out already. They've started helping with matchmaking. Actually, Jim is the reason Craig Perry's fighting Shane Nuttall. Jeez, Sean got Sean Shane on the mind. Shane Nuttall. He reminded me I had previously talked to Don and Mr. Nuttall about the fight, and they basically said fight fell through for a different promotion. The other promotion is trying to rematch me, but I'll keep you posted kind of deal. And normally that's on me to kind of follow up after a few weeks. If I haven't seen that he got another fight, be like, hey, is that fight still happening? Whatever. But I kind of legitimately forgot about it. And Jim messaged a list of potentials for Craig, and Shane was on the list. And I was like, oh yeah, dude, I should totally follow up with Shane. So I did. And it was a yes, like instantly. So it was that easy. So Jim is the reason that fight's happening. And they are the reason that another fight got signed this week. And that won't be the second fight we announced today, but you guys will hear about that one soon. But needless to say, they're off and running with very good results early. You love to see it.
Yeah, these guys are top notch. We're super stoked. A lot of passion for this, and that's what you need. We need to have people that are, you know, excited to get up and do it. And it's not always easy to get excited about matching. But these guys are off and running, and they started off on the harder part of matching, which is like finishing a card, as opposed to starting a card. Is you have plenty of time, you have like lots of choices, and then as it gets closer and closer, it gets harder and harder, and they're at the hard part right now. So, but they're embracing it and firing away and getting stuff done, and that's what we love to have.
Yeah, I mean, it really is, and it sounds super harsh. It does, and I don't even really like saying it out loud because it makes you sound like an asshole, no matter how you say it. But like, matching is a results-based job. You make matches or you don't. You do a good job if you're making matches, and you're doing a poor job if you're not making matches, even if you think you're working very hard. I mean, you can try and try and try and try, but if you're not making fights, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks to say it like that, but that's the truth. So they're off and running with actually getting these fights delivered, signed, sealed, and delivered, which is awesome. So I'm very, very encouraged by Jim and Sean joining our team and very excited to see where they can go.
Jim, both of these guys train. So Jim does some training at the academy as well as Wright's gym. And Sean trains at High Ground out in Greensburg. So both these guys train. They're going to be, if you're watching and you're a part of like our, you know, squad of fighters and part of the gyms that we work with, like these guys will be out there and stopping in and getting to know you guys over the course of the next couple months. And we look forward to a lot of great matches and a lot of great events thanks to these two. So help welcome them when you meet them. Help welcome them with open arms to the 247 family. And we put a lot of stock into the bouts we have, and we trust these two guys to keep that going the way we've been going. So,
yeah, I mean, there is a lot. There's big shoes to fill, to say the least. Our matching, I feel like I've always been very proud of our matches and the way our fight cards shake out, the competitiveness of the fights, and just the overall quality. Getting like buzz and names is one thing, but then getting fights that are exciting inside the cage and also help the business grow is a totally different objective. And Jim and Sean seem to really understand it from all fronts very quickly, which is, it's not easy to do, man. Matching is actually extremely hard. And I feel like a lot of people maybe think that it's just like, oh, a fun way to be involved, because you think of UFC terms of like, hey, this guy versus this guy would be fun. Like, you're a good fantasy matchmaker, but actual matchmaking is like really not that at all. It's a totally different process, and it is a process. So yeah, they've taken to it and they're running with it. So that's awesome. And you guys have Craig Perry and Shane Nuttall as a result of Jim Taylor being a part of the 247 team. So what's up? Let's go.
Good stuff happening. We're super stoked. Let's talk a little more about this next bout.
The next one. You want to announce the second fight too? You want to just get right to it?
I mean, that's what the people are here for.
All right, talk for a little bit, Ryan. Tell them what they're here for, because I need to send a message.
Well, what you're here for is, see, this is the funny thing, is we do podcasts, we got stuff going on. We're looking at business as usual while we're podcasting. So it's kind of funny how you don't even stop.
You don't stop. We got half a verbal commitment. Half of that bout has verbaled yes.
Live updates.
And the other side knows about it. So we'll see what they think.
So this is what happens when you're the GM and you're tasked with when you don't have a matchmaker and you're tasked with it, you kind of are in tweener land. Like, the transition, the shift, like, he's got a lot of balls in the air,
we're juggling over
what
here.
Do they say, a lot of something in the fire,
a lot of irons in the fire.
And so, yeah, seeing those come to fruition, let's go.
Yeah, dude, if this one comes, you guys are gonna be excited when I tell you what this
I don't even know.
Nobody knows.
We gotta mute.
You want to mute?
Let's mute. Let's mute. Let's
mute.
Let's go! Yes, unbelievable. Like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, no joke on this one, fellas.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are you going straight to him?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to anyone else too?
No.
Okay.
Don't have to with him.
I know, but I do know that. However, I would have, you know. Yeah, we'll talk about that afterwards. That's awesome. Let's go.
You love to see it.
And that one helps position.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
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 Let's go.
Dude, it's awesome.
Oh my goodness. This one's awesome. I'm fired up.
Man, I can't even think straight now, but I can because I just remembered the other fight that we were going to announce today, and we are going to do that right now, ladies and gentlemen.
I see. I don't even remember.
Well, I'll just tell you, Ryan.
You better tell me. You
can learn just like everybody else.
It's another pro fight.
We've got a pro bantamweight fight joining the Brawl in the Bird 23 fight card on September 21st inside the Monroeville Convention Center. Tickets are available at 247fighting.com, or you may have received a text message today with a link to tickets. That also works.
That was Linktree.
Linktree. Ladies and gentlemen, Pro Bantamweight Showdown. We are welcoming a brand new gym to the cage that I am very excited to work with. 10th Planet Bethlehem, out in Bethlehem, PA.
Let's go!
Head coached by Mr. Zach Makovsky, multiple-time UFC vet, top-ranked flyweight in the UFC at one point in time. He is an absolute animal. His team and the 10th Planet boys are coming to town, several of them, in fact, as you will see over the course of the next week or two. But to start, pro debut for Mr. Matt Santos. He was a 6-5 amateur bantamweight. He's making his pro debut September 21st at Brawl in the Bird 23 against Stout Pittsburgh's Anthony Hound Dog Hogaback. Let's go, dude.
Cause yeah. I ain't no Hogaback, y'all. Ain't no Hogaback, y'all. Few times I've been around.
Oh man. Custom walkout song for you right there, Hogaback. Hogaback's a big metal guy like me. We talk about music a lot, but ain't no Hogaback girl might be the new song. Bro. Might be the new hit
it's
single.
It's gotta be. It's gotta be.
Look at it. Look at Danny Palm throwing that poster up on the screen. Let's go. If you guys could all see it there, if you were watching, if you're just listening, you didn't see it, but he just threw the fight poster up there. We will also be posting these fights on our social right after this podcast. So you guys can see Craig Perry versus Shane Nuttall, Anthony Hogaback versus Matt Santos. Insane. This card.
You're Burt Boy.
I am Burt Boy. We have, please keep in mind, we have so many fights in the chamber, including
one that is halfway there.
One that's happening in real time as we speak right now. So
I knew it had to be awesome for you to like just wait until the podcast is over.
Yeah. No, it's one of those ones that you just get way too excited about and can't even think twice about it. Like it's too good. Okay. It's just too good. It's just too good.
Craig Perry, Shane Nuttall, and Anthony Hogaback and Matthew Santos. Is it Christmas?
It's Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's Christmas in August, ladies and gentlemen. So again, September 21st. If you guys want to see some fights in the Pittsburgh region, you know where to be. You know where the show is. This card is just bananas already. And like I said, we ain't done. We ain't remotely done. And if this one comes together, which putting them good vibes up in the universe, we're about to add one that's going to make some noise, some big time noise. And I love it. We actually tried. Oh, I'll tell you guys off air a funny story with the one opponent there. But September 21st, Brawl in the Bird 23. I mean, Justin Patton, Ryan Cafaro, Taylor Cahill, Brogan Andres, Hoga back in Santos, making up some pro fights already. Those three pro fights alone can carry a card. For those of you who are maybe just tuning in to like regional MMA shows, kind of just getting into the regional MMA scene, it's not like the UFC where every fight's a pro fight. In fact, three pro fights is pretty normal on a regional card. A lot of regional cards are all amateur. Sometimes just one pro fight. Three is pretty normal.
Okay, so let me just give you some history here, because I don't think you were around then. But before COVID, Pennsylvania was always a two pro minimum state.
I remember hearing that.
So
the dark times.
You had to schedule at least three, because you had to plan to potentially lose one, or else you were fined. So if you didn't have two pro fights on a card, you were fine. After COVID, they just got rid of that.
They said, make fights, please, so we can start making money.
Yes. Again. And then they realized, like, well, maybe we don't need to force this anymore. Because why not be able to have, like, the smart thing if you're starting a promotion is to start with, like, having amateur fights so that you don't, like, risk your losses.
Correct.
Like, so you can start to make a little bit of money, you know, having amateur fights and not having the expense of pro fights.
Yep.
Makes perfect sense. We didn't have that luxury
when we started. Initially you had to.
But that's like the ideal way to start.
And your first card had Ethan and Kama both on it, yeah?
Correct.
Insane. If you're going to pick two, those are two pretty good ones.
Absolutely.
One's really handsome, one's really ugly. It's crazy.
And we had Brett Schoenfeld is the other one.
Nice. Nice.
The local pro.
Yeah. Wow.
He got upset.
Dang. What'd you say to him? Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. I couldn't resist. Guys, no. One thing that I don't think I talk enough about on the podcast that I feel like I should plug more than we do. I'm not good at like plugging and promoting and really hammering things home, but I'm looking into some data recently, and I'm learning that a lot of people don't seem to know that we have an app, the 247 Live app.
It's incredible.
Guys, the app is literally the way to consume this podcast, to consume our live streams, to watch old fights, to watch hype videos. When we do weigh-in streams, they're on there. Like,
it's not a big deal to watch this. Like,
right. This is fine on your phone.
Yes.
Whatever. But
if you're watching fights and you're not consuming it on a big, on a TV in your house, like, you're missing out, because it's great picture, great everything. It's a bit like you're watching it on TV. Why not watch it on TV?
Watch it on TV. It's called 247 Live. The app is totally free in pretty much any app store you have.
To download.
Free to download. The pay-per-views are not free, obviously. But free app. Roku, Apple TV, Fire TV, iOS, which is iPhone and iPad, or any Android device. Get it there for free. 247 Live. Go get that app.
It really is, guys. It really is. It's our native app, and it's awesome.
So not only have I been, like, we've been digging into some data and realizing that about only 1/3 of people watching our stuff, which is a really good number, actually. The people that watch our stuff was higher than I expected, to be honest.
Yeah. The volume was good.
It was really good. But only like 1/3 of them are using the apps. And I'm like, that's crazy to me. Like,
they're all watching it on a browser. You're watching it on stream247live.com. Yeah. And that's great. But there's apps that are literally made for devices, and you really need to be watching it on there.
It just works better. It's going to be a better experience for you guys, honestly. Like, it really is just a better way to do it. So go get that app. Go download that thing and enjoy it. And, yeah, you'll thank me. But also, besides the data, what made me think of it was we were recently just negotiating with a pro fighter. And I mentioned the pay-per-view buys, and he was like, how's that work? And I explained the app that we have in our streaming service. I'm like, yeah, we have our own streaming service. It's called 247 Live. All the pay-per-views are there. He's like, whoa, wait. You guys have your own app? He's like, I've never heard of a regional promotion that has their own app. And literally, I honestly think that helped. He signed. So spoiler alert, we got another pro fight coming. He signed after that. Like, I think that made him realize, like, dang, man, these guys are like kind of serious. This is pretty legit. So not only that as being just a cool thing that we have that we offer to our fighters, but it's a great app. It really looks like freaking Netflix when you're in there and runs like Netflix. Like, it's beautiful.
So we've now announced 3 pro fights. We have 2 in the chamber, 2 pro fights in the chamber, and we've announced 2 amateur fights, and we have 4 in the chamber. And we have a half of a pro fight in the chamber as well. So we have 2.5 in the chamber.
This is nuts.
And there's some of, like, they're big.
Very big.
Yeah.
Very big and new. Like, it will be somebody that's never competed for us, but you'll be like, one is. Yeah. But you'll be like, holy crap, I'm glad this guy's competing for 247. It's a name. And it's a good one. So we'll be working on that.
Well, can we, without announcing the matchups, can we spoiler alert and just be like, you don't know the matchup yet, but this fighter's signed.
No, because they'll just do the math with weight, like weight classes. You know what I mean?
No, we're not going to say both sides, just the local guy.
Oh, just local guy. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Hell yeah. Let's do that.
All right, so let's start with our inexperienced, our amateurs. Okay. Like, so we have, well, this one is like, the one is like, yeah, I don't know what to say of that. So we have Austin Worman is going to be making his,
finally,
he was supposed to fight last show.
Yeah.
Austin Worman will be making his 247 and MMA debut.
He's made his 247 debut.
Well,
or 247 2 or 3 MMA. Times he's competed for us. Yeah,
he's that's what was my next line. Yeah, he has competed for us in grappling. He's a stout guy. So looking forward. He's shown a lot of promise, and we're super stoked about that. Sticking with stout. Joao Martinez,
dog,
is back in the MMA realm because he fought last for us in Muay Thai.
He needs to grapple for us. I think he'd be the first fighter ever to do all 3. He has to be. I mean,
that'd be awesome.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. And because we know the other person that has done kickboxing and MMA for us, will not be doing any grappling.
Could you imagine though? I would love it.
Yeah.
Dude, he has a submission in the UFC. Come on. That's pretty.
I understand that. He does not want to. The other one is a newcomer to the scene from Pittsburgh. And his name is Trey Smith.
Stoked about Trey Smith. Another PTT disciple now working with Mr. Coach Kirby, who I talked to on the phone pretty extensively, and he's a great guy. I'm really excited to work with Coach Kirby and Trey.
Also, those were the local.
There's one more.
Well, if we're doing.
He's an advanced Amy, but there's definitely one.
Oh, yeah. I didn't say him.
I don't think.
You're talking about
another stout guy,
TB.
I honestly,
Tim Bailey is matched and ready to go. I'm super excited to have Tim back. It's been a while since he fought in our cage. As a matter of fact, one of the shows he fought for after the show, I was there, and after the show, he came up to me and he's like, "Please get me a fight." Like, yeah, we absolutely are stoked to have you back, Tim, and love having you.
So, fun fact: now that we've mentioned both of them, first of all, if you guys are thinking like promoters right now, or trying to picture this lineup in your head, I don't think Mike Wilkins is going to be there September 21st for Stout, and I assume it'll be Will and Josh Polance or some, maybe even Siebert or Stepinski, like another fighter competitor in the corners. They're going to be back to back quite a bit because they are like every amateur matchup is half stout. It's crazy how many stout guys ended up being on this card. So just prepare for that. We'll break it up for you guys as much as we possibly can. But
then there's another guy that's kind of a local guy, but not really.
Is it pro? Pro? No? That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. There is that guy.
Malcolm Harris is matched. Mm-hmm. And so that all those people are going to be announced. That. All those amateurs will be announced next week or the following week.
Yep.
Then we also have two people who are matched that are pro. Mm-hmm. And that is Kenneth Burrs.
Yeah.
And Kama, the Death Star Worthy.
I think Luke Payson just sent you a cease and desist after stealing his gimmick. Oh man, I want to obviously. Come on, guys, having Kama back on the card always the best.
You got to know a fun fact.
Hit it.
Kama Worthy. His first appearance in the 247 cage back in Steel Town Throwdown in our inaugural show. He was announced by Ryan Middleton.
I actually knew that. I actually did remember that story because I was like, that's crazy. That is a wild thing that you had to just fill in and like, I guess it's me now. We're doing it.
But I was, this is a Printscape and I had to run upstairs to the DJ booth. Yeah. Cause Drew's mic went out.
These fights are all MMA, by the way, for Evan DeRussi just slid in the chat and said MMA or kickboxing. So it's all MMA. There's still about like a sliver of chance that we had a Muay Thai fight, and it's very specific.
Yeah. This is the only reason we would add a Muay Thai is if it's someone we kind of promised to fight to or something like that. And that's the only way it was happening.
Yeah. 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 And we'll figure that out. And listen, the venue is coming very soon. There will be no shortage of Muay Thai in Pittsburgh.
Let's give a venue update.
Venue update. Might as well add that Muay Thai fight, Jay Manning said. Jay Manning in the chat, too. That'd be crazy if he got on this card. That'd be wild.
That'd be wild.
Jay Manning versus Ken Burrs. I was just trying to think of the most, like, no matchup possible. I mean, you could just go to Indio and see it any day you want, probably.
I'm pretty sure they're not fighting every day.
Now they're fighting, dude. You think Ken Burrs can hold back training? Come on.
Do you think Jay Manning's not going to kick some legs off?
Yeah. What's the cage size? Somebody just asked. It is 24 feet across every direction. Our old one was 20 feet, and this one's bigger, newer, better. Everybody loves it. Actually, Moose from ATT and Noah Hermosillo both independently said when we were down there, they're like, bro, your cage, like that's the nicest cage I've ever been in. Feels great, like the bounce.
That feels good because like that thing was freaking expensive. Thanks to Monster Cages and Rings.
Yeah, they're awesome.
In Kentucky.
Killed it.
I think they're in Shepherdsville, Kentucky.
Shepherdsville.
Maybe.
It was near Cincy, right?
That's Ish? What yeah, I'm not really.
Ish.
It was hour and a half from.
Okay. Not bad. Not bad. One more quick story before we do the venue update. Just going through the AMI matchups made me realize Austin Warman was scheduled to fight Malcolm Harris in June, and Austin got injured leading up to the fight and had to pull out. And we said Tim Bailey's on this card. The reason Austin had to pull out was that Tim Bailey injured him in practice.
Are you supposed to be telling this stuff?
Probably not. It doesn't listen. These things happen in training.
I know.
Everybody knows.
No one wants to be responsible for someone. What I'm saying. Publicly throw them under the bus.
No.
Hunter, homie steak.
What I'm saying.
What is up with that?
I need to be extremely clear. Tim Bailey is a gym bully. He will hurt you if you train with him. Okay. Now that I've got that out of the way.
Worst person ever.
Just kidding. Tim's a sweetheart. Austin was super chill about it. Austin was like, when Austin signed this fight, I messaged him like, dude, no training with Tim before this fight. He was like, nah, Tim's cool. It was a total accident. I'm like, of course it was.
Well, kidding. Back, that's better than the Gorilla House story back when Sid was fighting. And
I don't think I know this one.
And Ethan knocked her out, you know.
Is that a real story?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. He totally knocked her out. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean, he couldn't. He hasn't knocked anyone out in the 247 cage. So. Bah, bah, bah,
bah. Dude, that was a good one. That was a good one. Got to get them while you can in training. Hey, I get it, Ethan. Hey,
you got to pick your spots.
That's crazy, though, dude. What the What? Anyway,
man, if Ethan wasn't like the nicest guy in the world, I would have gotten my butt kicked
so many times.
Many times, dude.
So a venue update for you. Shane Valco in the house. What's up, Valco? How you doing, brother? Hope all is well. Are you competing this weekend at the Summer Slam Fest? I forget what it's called. I'm sorry. Looks like a sick event in New Kensington, though. Doing a little grappling tournament and a benefit for Trent Zadarko, which is something that, if you guys are able to contribute, they're looking for baskets. They're looking for donations. Just go to the Matt Factory Wrestling Club on Facebook. There's a person at the Matt Factory. Her name on Facebook is Lindsay Dawn. She's kind of coordinating all this. Trent Zadarko has competed for us. He's a professional mixed martial arts fighter and insanely talented grappler out of the Matt Factory. Was recently stricken with some health issues. Won't really get into the details of them, but he's fighting for his life, and he has a beautiful family that needs help, and Trent needs help. So if any of you guys out there are interested in donating, hit up the Matt Factory. They'll point you in the right direction. He needs everything he can get, and it's the best cause there could possibly be. So go help out.
Truly great people. Can't say enough good things about Trent and his character and just who he is. And so, yeah, definitely a person that, you know, bad things happen to great people, and this is one of those instances.
Yeah, they're doing a Chinese auction with some baskets. I've seen a lot of really good donations already. We're donating actually a table of tickets to September 21st, a couple shirts, a rash guard. So we'll have a basket there too. If you guys want to win tickets, that's the best way to do it. Go to that event, and spend some money, support,
give
Trent,
them a
and win
bunch
the
of money and get the basket.
Yep.
Is that a silent auction?
I think it's a Chinese auction, whatever. Okay. You know, put the tickets in what you want or whatever. Yep. Yeah, really, really, really good purpose there. For the venue update, we were looking.
Let's start with someone's watching for the first time. Oh. They have no idea what's going on. So kind of give a quick brief overview of what we're even talking about.
So normally our events, like for instance, September 21st, Monroeville Convention Center, normally we have to rent a space to have an event, wherever that space may be. We recently finalized a lease for our own permanent space. So we're going to have our own event venue, our own multi-purpose event center. It's in North Versailles, right off Route 30. If you're familiar with the area, it's in the Mercedes Motorsports building. The far end used to be Phoenix Theaters, Distenta Theaters before that. It's a movie theater, and it's going to be our permanent space. So if you're a UFC fan, you know the UFC Apex Center. This is our own little Apex Center. And construction's been coming along for months. This whole process has taken a long time, which we knew it would, but it's still, when it happens, you're itchy.
It's longer than we wanted it to be.
You want it now. So the venue right now is under construction and chugging along. And Ryan was just there yesterday, and it's like starting to get real. It's looking like a real thing. You can see the vision. You can kind of see how this is going to play out. So we're crazy excited. If I was a betting man, I would say we're having a show in the venue before 2025. There will be a show, if not more than one show there this
man,
year.
Man, we keep shooting for dates, and we keep like,
barely missing them.
There are these like things that happen with permits and all these things that are taking longer, and then sprinklers and like all of these things that are making this drag out longer than we would like.
Yep.
So the target date for our first show there was October 26th. We can now update you and say that is not real. That is not a thing. We're kind of targeting another date for our show after September 21st. is not October 26th. It's a couple weeks later. But we are nowhere. We have not finalized that as of yet. So we will, once we finalize that, we will, you know, we'll get the Eventbrite stuff started and all that good stuff. And, but back to the venue. Oh man, the venue, I went there yesterday. I mean, I'm not on constructions, like new construction sites a lot, like mm-hmm. commercial stuff, but man, the amount of dust is
there's just dust everywhere.
And it's not, some of it's not dust. Some of it's like cutting into drywall right. and like, but the amount of that stuff everywhere is crazy. But just looking around and the amount of progress that has happened. So one wall used to be completely a wall, and now that is on the second floor. Now that's completely opened up, and there's like additional balcony seating and space, and it is a really good feel. The place is phenomenal. One of the I was looking there. I don't know. One of the first investments I think I may want to do, I don't know yet, is like paint the walls. But I think it's going to cost a lot more than we think because it's like 30 feet up.
You have sons.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't mean like,
could you imagine
spray paint the walls? Yeah, I didn't mean
Caden painting the venue. That'd be awesome.
Paints the venue.
Hell yeah. Let's go, Caden. Get it done. We got Noah Ermacio here too. And Will Moriarty. We've got a star studded cast today watching and listening. Thanks for being here, dudes. Actually, Noah, we were talking about you a little bit before this. You missed it, bro. And we got Dylan Bush in here. What's up, Dylan Bush? What's up? Remember that name, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just saying, probably want to remember that one. Out of Victory MMA.
That's probably a name you're going to want to remember.
Probably going to want to know that one. So it's going to be a good time, guys. September 21st, we just announced two more fights. If you're just tuning in, we announced Mr. Out of the Academy Pittsburgh, Craig Perry versus Personal Training Tactics is Shane Nuttall. Sick, insane amateur catchweight 138 pound fight.
They gonna come in fat.
They on that Cowboy Eddie grind, son.
Craig's been hanging out with Cowboy Eddie.
Oh man. Anyway, sorry, Cowboy Eddie. It is funny though. And we also announced a pro bantamweight fight between 10th Planet Bethlehem's Matt Santos and Stout's Anthony Hound Dog Hogaback. The Hound Dog. Hound Dog's got to walk out to some good metal. That's my only request, Hound Dog. Don't overthink this. Don't overthink it, bro. Don't get cute. Don't,
because I ain't no Hogaback, y'all. I ain't no Hogaback, y'all. Sick. That needs to be the song.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. It's a sick fight card coming together, ladies and gentlemen. We've now announced 5 official fights. Well, we've announced 6. One fell off, as we said. Chase Boyd's opponent is out. So if you're an amateur welterweight out there, or 160, 165, 170, in that range, AMI, with over 3 fights and a winning record, and you want a piece of Mr. Chase Boyd, hit us up. Or even better, have your coach hit us up. So we can put that one together. Chase needs an opponent again, and we are still looking for him, and we're on it. We got our new matchmaking team. Like we said, Jim Taylor, Sean Miller on the case. I'm helping. Ryan's helping. Danny Palm's helping. All hands on deck to get this card against the finish line, brother.
And we only have 2 or 3 spots left here.
Yeah, it's filling.
So we need to get him matched quick because those spots are gonna go away.
Seth Donovan in the chat too. What's up, dude? Hope to see you back in the cage very soon. That would be amazing. I know it's been a bit of a ride for you to get there, but it'll happen. It'll happen, bro. September 21st, ladies and gentlemen. Monroeville Convention Center. Monroeville getting just an absolute beautiful, stacked, loaded fight card in September from 247 Fighting Championships. And you just love to see that. Tickets at 247fighting.com. Live stream on the app, like we said, 247 Live, or stream 247live.com. Get it. Get that stream. Even better, just get tickets. Come to the show. See what it's all about. I have not seen somebody yet buy a ticket to our show and be like,
kind of wish I didn't do that.
Yeah, wish I should have come.
Nobody thinks that. It's awesome, and it's a great time, and it supports your local athletes, guys. Literally, these fighters, from the debut amateur all the way up to Kama Worthy, they're putting in insane work in the gym every day. They're sacrificing a lot, and it takes real balls to get in that cage on fight night. When you see that many people in the crowd, the lights, the action, I mean, I know how I felt. We started the show talking about that township meeting. I was nervous to like speak in front of 200 people, and I just had to talk about something that I know like the back of my hand. I can tell you what 247 does in my sleep. They have to go fight another human being in a cage with spotlights on them, and they're not sure what the other guy's going to do exactly. Yeah, needless to say, it takes a different breed to do that, and these people all are putting it on the line for your entertainment, and that deserves your respect and your money.
The other cool thing about the venue is we're going to be able to do other things other than just MMA. So we've dabbled a little bit with grappling. We've had three grappling shows, and we've also had some Muay Thai on a show. We had a mixed card, but going forward, we're going to be able to put together entire Muay Thai cards. And I'm just going to say it out loud. Like, the way I've been thinking lately is like, there's a new way in Muay Thai. And I just wanted to make that very clear that I just think I'm excited about that.
On that note,
what do you have to say about that?
On that note, we'll be seeing you at the Monroeville Convention Center in September for a stacked evening of mixed martial arts, ladies and gentlemen. And Max Gerald's in the house. Max Gerald, where have you been, Max?
Showing up, bro. Right. Like, we're closing the door and he's trying to slip in.
I don't even mean the podcast. I mean, where are you at, bro, in terms of in the cage? We need you back in there. He's one fight away from being advanced amateur.
And he just disappears.
And now you're just disappearing on us, bro.
Let's get you in there.
I heard a little birdie told me.
A
little birdie told me.
Tweet, tweet.
That Max might be on the Cowboy Eddie diet in between fights, too.
Yeah, that old Matt, that just Cowboy saying. Eddie diet's getting popular.
Listen, when you're Cowboy Eddie, you're very influential.
Hey, you Who influence even the best.
Who doesn't want to be like Cowboy Eddie? Can we be honest?
There's not a single soul.
He texted me while we were on the podcast from a golf cart with beers.
Cowboy Eddie today?
Yes, just now. Right now, he's golfing.
Is he listening?
Did someone text him? I texted
him
because I saw a meme that literally was just him through and through. I'm like, dude, why did this remind me of you?
Right before it started, I texted him. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, good times. Things are going great in Pittsburgh right now. Like you can tell, we're in very good moods and for good reasons. There's a lot of really cool stuff happening right now for the scene, and we're super honored to be a part of it. And our next step is going to be a big one. September 21st, Brawl in the Berg 23. Get your tickets. Support your fighters. Let's go.
Also, if you have time, come out tonight to Bloomfield. They're having Little Italy Days. Our partner 247 Home Remodeling is out there. Come say hi to our partner, who will be me. come say hi to the 247 Home Remodeling booth and check out Little Italy. Dude, if you've never been there, it's pretty darn awesome. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of like craziness going on. They close down the streets and it's just a big party with like tons of vendors and tons of food and tons of alcohol and just plain madness. It's like Cowboy Eddie on a street.
Yeah. No, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Cowboy Eddie on a street.
Yes.
I mean, if that doesn't sell you, I don't know what will.
Yeah.
Get there, ladies and gentlemen, and support 247 Home Remodeling. And mark down September 21st. You want to go to some fights in September in Monroeville? September 21st. It's the only place to be, baby. Let's go.
Peace.